Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Today's episode is part of our 2021 Spanish Fluency Goal Setting Challenge. If you haven't already, make sure you sign up at SpanishConSalsa.com/2021. This is an encore presentation of our goal setting series. I hope you enjoy and take plenty of notes, but most importantly, that you take action. Hola y felices fiestas. Bienvenidos al episodio 51. Welcome to episode 51 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. We are continuing in this episode with part 4 of our goal setting series and focusing on how to set goals to quickly improve your Spanish listening comprehension. A quick note before we get started. This episode is presented in both Spanish and English. We'll start with Spanish and then you'll hear the podcast in English. The full transcript for the episode will be available on the show notes page so you can read and follow along as you listen. You can access the show notes at learnspanishconsalsa.com/51. That's learnspanishconsalsa.com/51 for this episode. So let's get started. Vamos a empezar.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
El año 2020 se nos acerca y espero que estén preparados para establecer y aplicar metas personales en el año nuevo. En esta serie hemos estado discutiendo la mejor manera de fijar metas efectivas y motivadoras para llegar a la fluidez en español. Hemos cubierto los pasos para elegir objetivos y exactamente cómo hacerlo para memorizar vocabulario y convertirse en un maestro de conversación. En parte 4, nos enfocaremos en el atajo o la manera más rápida de mejorar tu comprensión auditiva. Mucha gente que estudia español lucha con la comprensión auditiva. De hecho, es un problema muy común entre la mayoría de los estudiantes de idiomas. Puede ser tan difícil que los deja sintiéndose frustrados y desalentados. Si vas a superar este problema, necesitas un plan que funcione. Pon en práctica estos pasos y vas a ver progreso en poco tiempo. Paso número 1. Busca contenido auténtico. En vez de escuchar un curso de español, busca contenido auténtico. Eso significa que el contenido ha sido creado por hablantes nativos de español y no fue inventado solamente para estudiantes del idioma. Normalmente, este tipo de contenido es más natural que lo creado para enseñar español. Con contenido auténtico, aprenderás cosas de la cultura y estarás expuesto a cómo suena el español a la velocidad normal. Si eres principiante, necesitas tener una base en el idioma y sí, tienes que aprender lo básico. Pero entiende que el español utilizado en los cursos es poco natural y demasiado lento. A la misma vez que estudias un curso, también te recomiendo que escuches contenido auténtico. De esta manera, vas a acostumbrarte a cómo suena el idioma en el mundo real. De lo contrario, estarás en shock la primera vez que oigas español fuera de la clase. Paso número 2. Consigue la transcripción. Una vez que encuentres contenido que te interesa, tendrás que conseguir la transcripción. Es importante que la transcripción sea precisa. Por eso, es mejor si buscas podcasts creados por una audiencia hispanohablante que proporcionen las transcripciones, audiolibros en español que se pueden comprar junto con la versión en texto, o cursos en línea que están ofrecidos en español. Hay recursos para estudiantes de español avanzados que también se pueden usar. Sitios como Español en 3000, que tiene conversaciones entre personas que viven en Colombia con mini lecciones y transcripciones. Y Jabla, que ofrece videos con subtítulos. Si el contenido que has seleccionado no viene con una transcripción, puedes revisar el audio con un tutor y pedirle hacer la transcripción para ti. Número 3. Busca vocabulario que no conoces. Ahora que tienes la transcripción de audio auténtico, deberías buscar palabras y frases que no entiendas. Haz una lista o tarjetas de memoria y familiarízate con el vocabulario nuevo. Como te dije antes, debes estudiar el vocabulario con el audio y ya lo tienes. No olvides que nunca vas a mejorar tu comprensión auditiva si no entiendes el significado de las palabras usadas. Repasa el vocabulario antes de completar el paso 4. Número 4. Programa sesiones cortas de escucha activa. Lleguemos al paso más importante, escucha activa. Hay dos tipos de escucha, pasiva y activa. Los dos tienen su lugar cuando se trata del desarrollo de comprensión auditiva, pero la escucha activa es lo más importante. La escucha activa significa que no estás haciendo otras cosas mientras escuchas. Solo enfócate en una cosa y presta toda tu atención. Selecciona una sección cortita del audio que encontraste en paso 1 que dure entre 15 segundos y 2 minutos. Debe ser así de corta porque vas a escucharla varias veces. Al determinar la duración del fragmento de audio, ten en cuenta la velocidad, cuántas palabras nuevas tiene y tu nivel. Si entiendes todas las palabras, puedes elegir una sección más larga. Mi regla de oro es, si no entiendes más del 80% de las palabras, debes seleccionar un fragmento de audio más corto. La primera vez, escúchala sin la transcripción. Trata de ver cuánto entiendes. Haz esto por lo menos 3 veces. Luego, escucha el mismo audio y sigue leyendo la transcripción al mismo tiempo. Identifica las palabras que no pudiste entender antes. Si la velocidad es demasiado rápida, escucha una versión lenta. Finalmente, escucha de nuevo sin leer la transcripción. Repite hasta que entiendes entre 80% y 90% del fragmento del audio al escucharlo sin la transcripción. Hay juegos para practicar escuchando activamente, como llenar el espacio o dictado. El sitio Jabla tiene su propio juego de dictado que se llama Escribano o Scribe y es una buena prueba de escucha activa. Para establecer una meta efectiva, para mejorar la comprensión auditiva lo más rápidamente posible, dedica por lo menos una hora todas las semanas para practicar escucha activa. Cuanto más, mejor. Cada sesión debe ser cerca de 10 o 15 minutos de duración, no más de 20 o 30. Si eres principiante, las sesiones pueden ser en el lado corto. Programa las sesiones de estudio en tu calendario y pon un recordatorio. Número 5. Escucha pasivamente durante el tiempo libre. Durante tiempo de inactividad, escucha música y podcast en español. Podría ser el mismo contenido que usas para escucha activa. De esa manera, tu cerebro identifica patrones de lenguaje y se acostumbra con los sonidos del español. Para fijar un objetivo de escucha pasiva, piensa en dónde y cuándo escucharías español. Podría ser cuando estés de camino al trabajo o a la escuela, mientras hagas ejercicio, o durante la mañana cuando estás preparándote para el día. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Before we continue, just a quick heads up. If you'd like to implement what you're learning in this goal setting series, you'll want to grab your very own copy of the Weekly Planner for Spanish Language Learners. This bilingual planner comes with 52 weeks of detailed goal and activity tracking, with color-coded categories to visually organize your time in the four key areas of focus: vocabulary acquisition, listening comprehension, conversation skills, and grammar. Get on track with your language learning and focus on the actions that matter. Podcast listeners get 20% off during the month of December. Just go to this special link to claim your discount. LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/planner. That's LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/planner. Now let's get back to the episode. Hace algunos años, tomé una clase en línea sobre cómo establecer hábitos que me pareció de utilidad. Vino con un cuaderno de trabajo electrónico que pude seguir y eso sirvió como una guía que me forzó a escuchar activamente. Eso es todo por este episodio sobre el tema de cómo establecer metas efectivas para mejorar tu comprensión auditiva. Siga estos pasos. 1. Busca contenido auténtico. 2. Consigue la transcripción. 3. Busca vocabulario que no conoces. 4. Programa sesiones de escucha activa por lo menos una hora cada semana. Y 5. Escucha español pasivamente en tu tiempo libre. La semana que viene continuaremos nuestra conversación sobre metas y seguimos con el tema de cómo fijar metas de la gramática. Y parte 5 es la última. Espero que algo de lo que les he compartido haya servido a caminar un paso más cerca de lograr tu meta de ser bilingüe. Adiós. Ahora la versión en inglés. Now the English version. The year 2020 is getting closer, and I hope you are prepared to set and implement personal goals in the new year. In this series, we've been discussing the best way to set effective and motivating goals to reach Spanish fluency. We've covered the steps to choose goals, exactly how to memorize vocabulary, and how to become a master conversationalist. In part 4, we'll focus on the shortcut or the fastest way to improve your listening comprehension. Many people that study Spanish struggle with listening comprehension. In fact, it's a very common problem among most language learners. It can be so difficult that it leaves them feeling frustrated and hopeless. If you're going to overcome this problem, you need a plan that works. Put these steps into practice and you will see progress in a short time. Number 1. Look for authentic content. Instead of listening to a Spanish course, look for authentic content. That means the content has been made for native Spanish speakers and it wasn't made up just for language learners. Normally, this type of content is more natural than content created to teach Spanish. With authentic content, you will learn things about the culture and you'll be exposed to how Spanish sounds at normal speed. If you're a beginner, you need to have a foundation in the language, and yes, you have to learn the basics. But understand that Spanish used in courses is not very natural and too slow. At the same time you're studying a course, I also recommend you listen to authentic content. That way, you'll be used to how the language sounds in the real world. Otherwise, you will be in shock the first time you hear Spanish outside of the classroom. Number two, get the transcript. Once you find content that interests you, you'll have to get the transcript. It's important that the transcript be accurate. That's why it's better if you look for a podcast created for a Spanish-speaking audience that provides transcripts, audiobooks in Spanish that can be purchased along with the text version, or online courses that are offered in Spanish. There are resources for advanced Spanish learners that can also be used. Sites like Español en 3000 or Spanish in 3000 that has conversations between people that live in Colombia with mini lessons and transcripts. And Yabla that provides videos with subtitles. If the content you've selected doesn't come with a transcript, you can review the audio with a tutor and ask him or her to make a transcript for you. Step number three, look for unfamiliar vocabulary. Now that you have the transcript of authentic audio, you should look for words and phrases you don't understand. Make a list or flashcards and familiarize yourself with the new vocabulary. Like I told you before, you should study vocabulary with audio, and you already have it. Don't forget that you're never going to improve your listening comprehension if you don't understand the meanings of the words used. Review the vocabulary before completing step four. Step number four, schedule short, active listening sessions. We've gotten to the most important step, active listening. There are two types of listening, passive and active. Both have their place when it comes to improving listening comprehension, but active listening is the most important. Active listening means that you're not doing other things while you're listening. Just focus on one thing and pay complete attention. Choose a very short section of the audio that you found in step one that's between 15 seconds and 2 minutes long. It should be that short because you're going to listen to it several times. When determining the length of the audio clip, consider the speed, how many new words it has, and your level. If you understand all the words, you can choose a longer section. My rule of thumb is if you don't understand more than 80% of the words, you should choose a shorter audio clip. The first time, listen to it without the transcript. Try to see how much you understand. Do this at least 3 times. Then, listen while you read along with the transcript. Identify the words that you couldn't understand before. If it's too fast, listen to a slow version. Finally, listen again without reading the transcript. Repeat this process until you understand 80 to 90% of the audio clip when you listen without the transcript. There are games to practice listening actively, like fill in the blank or dictation. The site Yabla has its own dictation game called Scribe, and it's a good way to test active listening. To set an effective goal to improve your listening comprehension as quickly as possible, dedicate at least an hour every week to practice active listening. The more, the better. Each session should be around 10 or 15 minutes long, no more than 20 or 30. If you're a beginner, the sessions will be on the shorter side. Schedule the active listening sessions in your calendar and set a reminder. 5, listen passively during your free time. During an active time, listen to music and podcasts in Spanish. It could be the same content that you use for active listening. That way, your brain identifies patterns in the language and gets used to the sounds of Spanish. To set an objective for passive listening, think about where and when you would listen to Spanish. It could be when you're on your way to work or to school, while you're working out, or during the morning when you're getting ready for the day. Several years ago, I took an online class about how to establish habits that I found useful. It came with a digital workbook that I could follow along, and that served as a guide that forced me to listen actively. That's all for this episode about the topic, how to set effective goals to improve your listening comprehension. Follow these steps. 1. Look for authentic content. 2. Get the transcript. 3. Look for unfamiliar vocabulary. 4. Schedule short active listening sessions, at least an hour per week. And 5. Listen to Spanish passively during your free time. Next week, we'll continue our conversation about goals and explore the topic, how to set grammar goals. And part 5 is the last episode of the series. I hope something that I've shared has helped you get one step closer to your goal of being bilingual. Adios.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.